This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Yeah, the acceptability of this unity. Yani, we are ready to fight among ourselves. And I was going to talk about it about when Allah Jalla Ala, yani, commenting on وَمَا اخْتَلَفْتُمْ فِيهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. We are ready to fight. Yani, just I'm waiting for you to make any minor mistake in order to make it a big mistake, and I make a big hoo-ha about it, and I enjoy that you made a mistake in order to prove that I am on the haqq. Yeah, and I don't mind in being ready. Yalla, we can fight. Is that true or not? Do we have this acceptability or not? Yes or no? Yeah? If you realign, yes, realign, no, little bit front, no, yaakhi, little bit back. No. Wallahi al-azim, wallahi, when I was an imam, there was a brother, every time when I say stow, I look at him, I say, Allahu al-musta'an. Now we will have a story. Yeah? No, to the front, to the. He said, no, you should line based on your chest, not based on your feet. Every time he said, who said this is bid'ah? And sometimes he said, ya imam, line the saf behind you. Subhanallah, praying, standing before Allah Jalla wa Ala, yeah, lining, and we differ. Now, I am not that person who like, you know, to condemn what is, yani, and our ummah just weep and cry. I don't like this. Yani, this al-na'iha attitude, al-na'iha, yani, the lady that cries after the death of one of her relatives. This is a very bad attitude, okay? But really, this is a disease that we need to get rid of it. Yeah? Maybe I am telling you that I was born in that period. Yeah? And were raised up. Hadith sahih, da'if, bid'ah, sunnah, yalla. Okay. Ready to fight. Okay. It was built in our blood. It was given to us with the food. Seriously. So our bodies are nourished on that. This is wrong. You are young people. You have to get rid of that problem. And it is upon the teachers, the shuyukh, etc. Okay, as the ummah has been raised up in that, on that period, on this acceptability to fight, they should be what? They should teach their students, nurture their students, and the people around them, what? To the acceptability of unity. Yes, yeah, brothers? Because, wallahi, this is the biggest problem we are facing, ikhtilaf. The biggest problem the ummah is facing now is not the external enemy. Yeah? No. The ummah will continue, whether there are enemies or not enemies. Whether, وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ أَقْطَارِهَا. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I ask Allah jalla ala for three things. He gave me two, and he said, no, not the third one. I ask Allah Jalla Ala that the ummah will not vanish because of a disease or because of a calamity, as other umam nations have vanished. Yeah? The ummah will not vanish because of any kind of disease or illness or famine. Yeah? So-called natural disaster. Will never vanish. Okay? Because of that. And I ask Allah Jalla Ala that the ummah will not vanish because of an external what? Enemy. Allah Jalla Ala said, take it, Ya Muhammad. And I asked Allah Jalla Ala an la yaj'ala ba'saha baynaha, that Allah Jalla Ala does not let the ummah be disunited and fight among themselves. And Allah Jalla Ala said, no, Ya Muhammad. Yeah? I do not guarantee this to you. It doesn't mean that the ummah will never be united, but it is not a guarantee from Allah Jalla wa Ala that the It is not a guarantee. It can happen, it cannot happen. Yes, yeah, brothers? So what is... This is a test. This is, wallahi, the biggest test we are facing. Our disunity. And nothing kills us. The first reason for our weakness is disunity. Please shout loudly to the whole world, to the whole Muslim ummah. The biggest reason for our weakness is our disunity. As simple as this. A simple example and a very sad example. Very sad example. When I came to know about it, I was reluctant to disclose it. Yeah? But now it is disclosed. A few months ago, up to 2 months ago, when Muslims were defending Aleppo, the Mujahideen groups. Yeah, I mentioned this or not? I don't know whether I mentioned this. Okay, last time. طيب. The Mujahideen groups, they were under siege by the Rafidi militias, by Iran. And the air strikes are what? Killing them, slaughtering them, mass killing them, yeah? Shedding their blood in the streets. They say one of the three cities that have been destroyed, okay, in the modern days, and a destruction that has never been known in history. Berlin in the Second World War, Grozny in Chechnya, and Aleppo. Yes? And the groups, while they are in that horrible situation, and they are surrounded by their enemies who are willing to rape them, they were fighting among themselves. If they are not united in that circumstance, when are they going to be united? If the ummah do not unite in such circumstance, when is the ummah going to be united? And all these mujahideen, they are Ahl Sunnah. No Shia among them. No Rafida among them. No Khawarij. No Mu'tazila. Yeah? They are, generally speaking, Ahl al-Qibla. And they were fighting among themselves. And all of them, I am sure, all of them, yeah, when they want to write a declaration about something, they will start the declaration with, قال الله جل وعلا واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا. All of them start their declarations by what? واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا. Or, ولا تنازعوا فتفشلوا وتذهب ريحكم. Yes? But what about what is happening between you? My dear brothers and sisters, we really need to, yes, start maybe a revolution among ourselves to enforce the acceptability of unity. Yes, among ourselves. And even whoever Sheikh says to you, this is bad, that is bad, that is bad, that is bad. If it is just an academic opinion, okay. But if it goes beyond that, say to him, you are my Sheikh, but I will not accept this from you. Fear Allah. Ittaqillah. Okay. That disease that you have, you are passing it to me. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, we really need a revival for the ummah. The way I look at the ummah, as if there is a tree, look at a tree with what? With so many branches. From the trunk of the tree, millions of branches and leaves and leaves came out. Okay, from one trunk. for the ummah to go back to its legacy and bring back its legacy, the trunk has to what? Be re-established again. How are we going to do with those branches and leaves and to bring them back to become one trunk? This is the biggest challenge we are facing. Otherwise, wallahi, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, طيب, لا يهزموا 12,000 من قلة. Our ummah, if there are 12,000 mujahid, they will not be defeated in any battle. Because of what? Because the number is few. This is the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. In any battlefield, if there are 12,000 Muslim soldiers, if they are defeated, look, and you will see that, no, they were not defeated because their number was few, was little. You will see that they were defeated because of other reason, either sins or disunity. And mainly disunity. Even small sins, Allah Jalla wa Ala, out of His rahmah, in front of the big enemy, Allah Jalla wa Ala forgives those sins, because all of us make small sins, even the Sahaba. Minor sins were committed. That's not right. But not major sins, not open sins. Yeah? And the key thing, not disunity. وَيَوْمَ حُنَيْنٍ طيب On the day of Hunayn, أعجبتكم كثرتكم. You were what? يعني proud, boasting over your number. Otherwise, you wouldn't be what? Defeated. Look at history. You will be amazed. In the Battle of Al-Yarmouk, yes, the enemies of Muslims, some scholars said, yeah, the Muslims were 20,000. Some of the maximum number that was mentioned about the number of Muslims is what? 20,000. And then a minimum number mentioned by the historians about the Romans was what? 120,000. Now tell me how on earth 20,000 will defeat 120,000. And that time they were not using yani automatic guns. You say, yeah, from the back, just will kill them. But no, sword to sword, man to man. And they defeated them. Okay? And even Abdul Karim al-Khattabi, in one of the battles, he lived in the beginning of the 20th century, طيب, in one of the battles in Morocco, طيب, he was with the Mujahideen, maybe 20,000, and the Spanish, at that time, there were 100,000+. They said this is one of the few battles that were the yani one party is completely destroyed. Okay, and I will, inshallah, mention the details of that battle one time, inshallah. So, don't ever think that the ummah, yeah, is really weak. Our main weakness is disunity. And that's why we need to get rid of that disease. And we all need to work hard to get rid of that disease, the disease of disunity. And, of course, it takes a lot of work from all of us. Every single one of us should work together, subhanAllah, towards the unity of the ummah. Of course, there are a number of things that we can do, okay? Maybe I'll speak about them maybe another time through when we speak about yani differences in the surah later. طيب, okay? But this is a comment I want to mention about يعني disunity. Yes, before I leave this ayah, وما اختلفتم فيه من شيء. Allah decreed that we will differ. Yeah? Allah decreed that we will differ. وما اختلفتم. He is the one, he said, if you differ, then do this. So he knows that we will differ. He decreed that we will differ. طيب. Okay. We'll summarize that point. Okay, before we leave. Is differing, yeah, among ourselves, is it a good sign, bad sign? Is it a good thing, bad thing? Is it shar or khair? The existence of differences among ourselves, and as the, yani the scholar says, said, differences, the existence of differences between scholars. Is it a good thing, bad thing? What is it? What do you think? Is it a good thing, bad thing?
Depends.
Depends. Uh-huh. It can be a good thing, it can be a bad thing.
It's how you deal with them which defines whether it's good or bad.
It is how you deal with them.
That defines whether it's good or bad.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
You tried to bring an answer.
Huh?
I tried to bring an answer about that.
You googled it.
Yeah, I checked it from it was Imam Abu Suhaib who was talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And the students of Sheikh Al-Bani Rahimullah.
Mm-hmm.
They asked him, they were saying to him that going to the guidance of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for all our affairs, it's a good thing. But hearing from the Mashayis who are Mukhalifin, that they are saying or actually confirming the contradiction or these differences or flexibility to the Ummah is good. And they want an answer from him, an explanation.
Mm-hmm.
The answer is, it comes in two angles. The first, this hadith is not authentic. In fact, it is false and without foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Alama Suki, rahimullah.
Taib, and the second angle?
And the second angle is, secondly, this hadith contradicts the glorious Quran, for the ayah forbidding division in the deen and the joint unity are too well known to need a reminder. However, this is no harm in dealing some of them by the way of example. And it is the three ayah from the Quran. And the first ayah is, and do not fall in dispute, lest you lose heart and your power.
ولا تنازعوا فتفشلوا.
طيب. And the second ayah is, and do not be among those who join deity with Allah, those who split up their deen,
yeah,
and become secular.
Clear.
Each party
is what they have. Okay. 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 See, traditionally it has been known, yeah, not traditionally, yani in recent times, it has been known that differences are, the existence of differences are not good. Yeah? Because Allah Jalla wa'ala commanded us to what? وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. They say clearly, Allah Jalla wa'ala says, وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا, and don't be disunited. And the ayat that were, okay, read, وَلَا تَنَزَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ. Yeah? So, this what has been yani promoted. But if you look at what the Salaf have said about differences, okay, you will see that the Salaf, many of them praise differences. For example, Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, he was a mujaddid, and he was a scholar of fiqh, yeah, and he was Khalifa, the fifth rightly guided caliph. He said that I don't prefer to have red camels over having or the existence of the differences between the Sahaba of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yani I prefer the differences over having what? Red camels. Red camels, yani they're the most prestigious yani property that you can own. Al-Qasim ibn Muhammad ibn Abi Bakr As-Siddiq, one of the fuqaha sab'a, he said, اختلافوا أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رحمة. The difference between the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is رحمة. Harun al-Rashid, during the time of Imam Malik, when he said, when Imam Malik brought al-Muwatta, he wrote al-Muwatta and he brought it to him and he said, oh Allah, this is a very good. Listen, we will write copies of that book and send it to every corner of our yani khalafa and command people to follow it, not to follow any other book. Yeah? Imam Malik said, no. The Sahaba differed on many things and the Muslims differed on many things. Their differences, okay, the differences can be good. Don't do that, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. لَعَلَّ فِي الْإِخْتِلَافِ تَوْسِعَ عَلَيْهِمْ. In these differences, there is tawsi'a, there is, yani it gives them flexibility. Ismail al-Qadi, when he authored the book, he gave it to, I think, Imam Ahmad, and he said, okay, this is كِتَابُ الْخِلَافِ or كِتَابُ الْإِخْتِلَافِ. He said, call it كِتَابُ الرَّحْمَةِ. Yeah? شَاوَلِيُّ اللَّهِ الدَّهْلَوِي, I think he wrote his book, اِخْتِلَافُ طيب رحمة الأمة في اختلاف رحمة الأمة في اختلاف الأئمة the rahma of the ummah through the differences between the a'imma. So how come the اختلاف is rahma? This اختلاف may be brothers and sisters, it translated wrongly, it should be translated as diversity. So the diversity of the opinions of these scholars is a source of what? Richness for the deen. And that's why it is a source of mercy. Yeah? Is that clear? طيب. Subhanallah, we mentioned before that Allah Jalla wa Ala what? Created us. طيب. وَمِنَ الْجِبَالِ جُدَدٌ بِيضٌ مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُهَا وغرابي بسود ومن الناس والدواب. Everything is مختلف ألوانه كذلك. Yeah, we mentioned that Allah Jalla wa Ala created us in different abilities, different colors, different. So it is impossible that we will not differ, and it is impossible that the deen comes with no flexibility to accommodate all these differences. Yeah? Out of the rahmah and the flexibility of this deen and the dynamic of this deen is wide enough to accommodate everyone. And that's why these differences are sources of rahmah. Yeah? Not only that, as we said, that Allah Jalla wa Ala commanded us to go and reflect and travel and look at the camels, look at the creation, the heavens, etc. in order to what? To extract lessons, to explore science. Yeah? How can we do that if our minds are built on a restricted mode? Cannot think beyond the box. They were boxed or tunneled. That is impossible. So that's why Allah Jalla wa Ala, yes, and the strongest proof for that, Allah Jalla wa Ala Allah Jalla wa Ala revealed number of verses in a way that you cannot confirm that this is the only correct opinion. Allah Jalla wa Ala revealed them. He chose certain words. He could have chosen other words. But Allah Jalla wa Ala, it shows these So maybe you can call them ambiguous terms or words in order for the ummah to differ in explaining or interpreting those words. Yeah? The simple example that is well known. طيب والمطلقات يتربصن بأنفسهن ثلاثة قروء. Yeah? Divorcees should wait for 3 قروء. قروء, what is قروء? It is not a well-known Arabic word. Why Allah Jalla Ala brought that word? Because Allah Jalla Ala knows that we will differ on its interpretation. And Allah Jalla Ala wants us to differ on its interpretation. Either it is the menstruation period or the purity period. Why Allah Jalla Ala chose this? Yeah? Why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said لا يصلي أن أحدكم العصر إلا في بني قريظة. No one should pray عصر except in بني قريظة. He should have made it more clear so the Sahaba will not differ. Yeah, but he put it in this term and he knows that the Sahaba will differ on its interpretation. So he wants the Sahaba to differ. So my dear brothers and sisters, these differences, okay, in Islam, can be classified into two differences. Major differences, is the Prophet the final messenger or not? No, we cannot differ on this. Yeah? Because the scholars did not differ on this. It is very clear in the Quran and Sunnah. Full stop. The Prophet ﷺ is the final messenger. Anyone who says other than that, he is not Muslim to start with. Yeah? Allah Jalla wa'ala is the supreme being. No one can differ on this. If anyone differs on this, then he is not Muslim. Allah Jalla wa'ala created us to test us, and we will be judged on the day of resurrection. There will be a day all the khala'iq, all the creations will be gathered together, and Allah Jalla wa'ala will question them, and then Allah Jalla wa'ala will take those who obeyed him to Jannah, and those who disobeyed him to hellfire. No one can differ on this. Yeah, these are the concepts, the main concepts of Aqidah. No one can differ on them. Okay, but to pray Asr late at 3:15, yeah, or to pray Asr at 2 o'clock, yeah, to pray Fajr just half an hour before Shuruq or 1 hour before Shuruq. طيب. These are differences that are acceptable. And we mentioned the story of Al-Ma'mun last time. Yeah? طيب. Some people say, what about the differences in Aqidah? Yeah? The differences in Aqidah that are below Iman and Kufr. يعني not, we are not differing on whether the Prophet ﷺ is the final messenger or not. لا. We differ on whether Allah Jalla wa'ala said, لِمَا خَلَقْتُ بِيَدَيْ. Allah, does Allah Jalla wa'ala have two hands or not? Allah Jalla wa'ala says, أَأَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ. Is Allah Jalla wa'ala above the heavens or not? Yeah? Okay. And these differences, matters in related to Aqidah. We say, my dear brothers and sisters, these are differences in furu' al-Aqidah, in minor issues about Aqidah. Yeah? Okay. There is right and wrong. But we should remember that, yes, there is right and wrong, but above that, all these groups that differ on these matters, all of them are united about, all of them are united on what? The main principles of Aqidah. So, as I always yani do it, we have a big circle, yeah, and this circle is the wide borders of Al-Islam. These differences, some of them are a circle, yeah, big circle, but it is still within the main circle. So this is the circle of Al-Islam, and these are the differences we are playing here. Whatever we play, we should not come out of the outer circle of Al-Islam. The outer circle of Al-Islam unites us. So before talking about our differences, let us talk about what? Our agreements. And this doesn't happen now. Okay? And, khalas. Okay. ده أشعري طريقة، ده ماتريدي طريقة، ده سلفي طريقة، أهل الحديث طريقة. They existed from 1,000 years ago. صح؟ Or more than 1,000 years ago. Are we expecting to finish them? Yeah? By writing 100 books about the haqq in these matters? No. It is impossible. Do you think that a person who is whatever, he believes that, yeah, you can't say that Allah Jalla wa Ala, طيب, يعني believe certain thing in asma wa sifat, in the names and attributes of Allah Jalla wa Ala. He has his own heritage that goes back to what? To scholars throughout history for 1,000 years or more. Do you think that he will leave all of this and just simply you present to him dalil from Quran and Sunnah and he will abandon what he has studied? No. It's not as simple as this. Agree? Yeah? Especially these things are not that clear to everyone. It's not like, is Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم the final messenger or not? This is clear for everyone. Yeah? So we should learn, especially these days, we should learn to live with others who maybe have different so-called aqeedah from us. I don't call it aqeedah. These are minor branches of aqeedah. Branches of aqeedah or minor issues of aqeedah. We should learn how to live with them and be united with them. Yeah? Subhanallah, in one country, we are learning how to unite with what? With the disbelievers. Agree or not? Agree or not? The Yahud were living in Medina, صح? Yes or no? The Yahud were living in Medina. In the beginning of Al-Islam, they wrote the covenant or the treaty of Medina. Some scholars say that it is weak from Isnad perspective. But most of the scholars say, yes, it is weak from Isnad perspective. But because of the practice of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam, yeah? Because of the practice of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam, it is authentic. Yeah? So this is like from Isnad perspective is weak. But from the meaning of it is authentic. طيب. In the beginning, when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم came to Medina, did he fight everyone? No. When the Muslims were surrounded by the Ahzab, did he send his delegates to Yahud to fulfill their promise to defend Medina with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam or not? He sent his delegate to say that, okay, go, because this is the treaty that this is our city, yeah, and we need to defend it. This is a form of unity, yes or no? Okay. He did not create any civil war. This is a form of unity. In a city, in a country, you are living together. You have no option but to have that. So the word unity is a very wide word. So don't say that he's calling for unity. Then this is wrong. No, many forms of unity have to be applied. You are living here. We are living in this country. We are categorically different from the kuffar of this country. But are we united with them on certain things or not? Yes or no? Yes. Yes or no? We are united whether we like it or not. You might not like it, but the bigger benefit is khalas. This is a city for all of us. طيب, if there are floods in the river, all of us will go and help. Because all of us are living there. It doesn't need a dalil. It's just common sense. Agree or not? Yeah. طيب. If there is a fire that will, like the big lander fire, okay, all of us will go and just try to extinguish that fire. Oh, you are uniting with the kuffar in Taib, putting this fire off. Come on, it's common sense. Yes, Taib. So, if Muslims are unable to grasp this concept, to be united among themselves, then this is a big disaster. And that's why the young people, they have to mature themselves, brothers. We have to be matured. We have bigger challenges to be worried about. We ask Allah Jalla wa Ala to give us fiqh in ad-deen, and we ask Allah Jalla wa Ala to help us to have a better understanding of our deen. Wa sallallahu sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.